Tributes have been paid to the two men aged in their 40s whose bodies were discovered in the Grand Canal in Dublin on Saturday morning. Gardaí say an investigation is continuing into the circumstances around the deaths. The bodies were found close to the Ranelagh Road Bridge. It's understood the two men were homeless and had been interacting with homeless services. Let's speak now to Aubrey McCarthy, Chair of Tiglin and the Lighthouse Homeless Service. Aubrey McCarthy, good afternoon. Thank you for taking our call again today.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
What do you know of the two men who died at the weekend?
So the two men were service users at our homeless outreach cafe called the Lighthouse on Pier Street. We knew one of the gentlemen very well. And what we do at the Lighthouse, often homeless people are invisible in life. And we try to make them very visible and part of our family at the Lighthouse. So one gentleman in particular, he used to come in on the Fridays. We had a movie night and he used to connect with us. He lost his father last year and he missed his father and he spoke very warmly about him. He used to live in a tent in Sandymount and recently he moved to the city centre. An Irish guy, a warm guy, a compassionate guy and full of fun. So for the team at the Lighthouse to hear the news on Saturday, we had an event on Saturday in Mountjoy Square, so that it was a big barbecue for our homeless guests and the news got out who it was and the team were devastated because we're always interacting. We try to make sure they feel loved and part of the family at the Lighthouse. So to hear the news of two tragic deaths is so distressing.
Had he been homeless for long, do you know, Aubrey?
He'd been homeless for a number of years and he had his own challenges. But last year he had got married, he had a partner. And so my heart goes out to the extended family, his immediate family and his partner, because this is something that, you know, it's a sunny day in Dublin, but it's a very sad day for the people that are connected. And I know we're not related, but he was part of the Tiglin family at the Lighthouse. And I know the team here are very distressed.
The Dublin Region Homeless Executive said that they'd like to offer their sympathies to the families and friends of the people who tragically passed away at the Grand Canal. They say they've been in contact with the Gardaí and can confirm that both were known to homeless services. They say there is sufficient emergency accommodation in Dublin and would encourage anyone seeking accommodation to contact their local authority and would encourage members of the public to download the Rough Sleeper Alert app to assist teams in supporting people most at risk. Are there many people still sleeping in tents in Dublin at the moment, Aubrey?
Yes, there are. And what we try and do is we try to refer them to hostel accommodation. We work very well with the DRHE. We work well with IPAS. But there are certain individuals who actually, they don't want to be indoors for traumatic reasons. They don't want to be in hostels or etc. So they live outside. And what we do at the Lighthouse, we give a tent, a sleeping bag, and we try to make sure that they have at least the bare protection. And We have a medical care there through Safety Net. We have a barber. We give hot meals. We have live music. So it creates a sort of a community for homeless people with a bit of dignity. But my condolences also to the family because, as I mentioned at the start, homeless people are often invisible in life, but it's hugely important to remember that these guys should not be invisible in their death.
Aubrey, thank you very much for speaking with us. That's Aubrey McCarthy, Chair of Tiglin and the Lighthouse Homeless Service in Dublin. More on the news at 1 after this break.